Today's daf in Masechet Shviit, the Yerushalmi, is daf Nun Beis. We're holding at the beginning of the perek on daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis at the Klal Gadol. Okay, so first we're going to do the opening Mishnayos of Klal Gadol. Here in the Yerushalmi, we put all of the port Mishnayos here of the Klalim together at the very beginning. So we start with the Klal Gadol. Of course, we need to understand why it calls it a klal gadol specifically as a normal klal, and that we'll see. So klal gadol, there's a big klal that we know by shviyas. This has to do with the din of the kedusha shviyas. Kol she'uma achal adam, anything that is a human consumable, or it's a ma'achal behema, and animals will eat it, or it's even a type of usable plant for, let's say, dye stuff. So it's miminat zovim. We'll see, how do we know that shviyas applies to dye stuff? So we need a special pasuk, as we'll see. And furthermore, it's a type of thing that has a season, and it's eno mitkayem ba'aretz. If you don't harvest it, you'll just leave it in the ground, it's not going to last. It's just going to rot there. So the din of the klal is A, yesh lo shviit. It itself has kedusha shviyas. If you sell it, then the money becomes nitfas with kedusha shviyas. Remember that the din of nitfas with kedusha shviyas means that the thing itself obviously doesn't lose its kedusha shviyas, but the money gets the same halacha as the thing itself. But if you exchange the money for something else, so let's say you went ahead and bought something with the money, then that new thing, Yaakov, please mute, that new thing is considered to be Kaddish B'Kaddish Shviyas, but the money then isn't. So each thing actually transfers to the next thing, except for the Pri itself, as we've had many times before, so the Mishnah doesn't mention this again. So, but then we have the whole story, you know, the Busser and the Dog Game, and each thing, the last thing becomes Kaddish B'Kaddish Shviyas. Furthermore, if it's something that doesn't last in the field, that's why it has Biur. Because the din of the biur is that since the Torah said that if it's lechalich and the behemtecha of lechayasher basadeh, if it's no longer accessible by the chaya and the sadeh, then that means it should no longer be kept by you for your behemtecha in the barn. And that's called biur. What the biur is, that was the machlokas. Remember, whether according to the Rambam, it's actual destruction. According to almost all the other Rishonim, it simply means being mafkered. According to the Raiva, there's two different stages in Biur. First, in which it's enough to be mafkered. Then when it's completely gone, then you have to actually burn it. Okay, in any event, again, that's not our purpose here. Our purpose is just to define which things are included in the din of Kedusha Shviyas. And Kedusha Shviyas would mean you're not allowed to use it for purposes other than achila, if they're lesser purposes. You can't take Michael Adam and give it to a behema. You're not allowed to do schora with it. You can't throw it out, be ma'abed it. All of those dinim. Again, that's not our business what the specific dinim are, but we're taking for granted that you know what the din of Kedusha Shviyas is, and you know what the din of Biur is. And therefore, if you sell it, now this you may not have realized, if you sell it, the money that you got from it is also chayev in Biur. So anything that ultimately is bought or exchanged for it gets the same din of biur as the peretz. Wow. Now, what do we mean when we talk about a michael behema? That it might be something that even a michael adam that can be eaten by an adam, but is not specifically a michael adam. So what would that actually be? The ezah. So we were saying a chiddush in the Mishnah, a michael adam of any kind. Okay, so for instance, let's talk about a case of Ze Ale Aluf Hashokte. So we're talking over here about wild loof. So wild loof, we never ended up understanding exactly what a loof is. Remember where we had before the whole discussion of specifically loof and why it's different and how it lasts a long time and things like that. But it was, we know it was some type of onion, according to most of the Rishonim. We had Dr. Felix that explained it as a specific name. But even that, apparently the Gemara holds is a type of onion. The Ale Harandana. So this is, everybody says that it's basically nana. So that means that it's mint. It's not considered to be directly human food, but humans do use it. Ulshin. So again, we've talked about Ulshin as endives. Creation is the normal way that we talked about leeks. And Hargila, whatever that is, some type of lettuce. Netzach Halav, also, I don't know what that is, but it's some type of either that has, when you cut it, it has the sap that's very milky, or it has white flowers. It's a different pshatim in different different mefarshim. So again, I don't get into the specific. Unfortunately, I'm an amoritz when it comes to the specific things, and I never made a study of it. When we talk about a ma'achal behima, we include even things like cholchim and dardarim. So even if only Eeyore is going to be eating this, it's also included. So the same way that these low-class foods are still considered to be foods if they're human consumables, so too a low-class animal food is still considered to be food if an animal would eat it, or kotza. Again, what exactly kotza? It's interesting that the Rambam says kotza is called al-safar in Arabic. So apparently it's talking about safar, safflower. That's very cute, right? It was an old name. Anyway, so all of these things have shviyas. The demeyim have shviyas. Yeshlam biur. The demeyim have biur. And all of this is part of our opening klal gadol. Now, when we're talking about the klal gadol, so that means that we have a lot of different dinim. It's talking about both the dinim of biur and both the dinim of kedusha shviyas. And the reason that it says klal gadol, remember we learned in the Sefer Shabbos, the question is whether it's a broad klal. So one Ma'od Yomer says it's because it's a very chosh of a klal, because the dinim of shviyas are so broad that bein b'machalada and bein b'machalbeima, Masha Engen, the lesser klal, which was a reference to klal umru b'maaser, over there, it's only machaladim and not machalbeim. Okay, that was one approach. Now, so this would include another klal. Both klal, there was another klal acher amru. The other klal goes like this. Whatever is not a ma'akaladam, there's very different girsaot in the Mishnayos over here. Some have the girsa of kosher eno ma'akaladam, u'ma'akalbeim l'miminat sovim, and it's mitkayim ba'aretz. Yesh lo shviyas l'dom av shviyas aval ein lo biur ve'ein lo dom av biur. So in that case, it would actually be saying both study. Our girsa is kol shu ma'achal adam u'ma'achal be'ema u'miminat sovim and is miskayim ba'aretz. So then yesh lo shviyas l'dom av shviyas, but since it's miskayim ba'aretz, ein lo biur ve'lo b'dom av biur. And now let me tell you what I'm talking about. That would include things like the Iker Haluf, because these things that are Miskayim Ba'aretz, so the Iker Haluf, the Iker Arandana, the Arkablin, the Chalbitzin, the Bukaria, the Minat Sovim, among the Tzovim, it would include Pua, Richba. All of these things have Kedusha Shviyas, but since they're Miskayim Ba'aretz, Ein Lehem Biur, and Ein L'dmeyem Biur. Rabbi Meir Omer, no, they themselves don't have biur. But the things that you actually were machlif them for are more chomer, which sounds so weird, are more chomer than the thing itself. And they do have biur. So the meyem mitbarim ad Rosh Hashanah, you have to get rid of the money that you got for them before Rosh Hashanah of the Shana Shminis. To which the Chachamim say, does that make sense? If they themselves don't have biur, so kal v'chomer l'demeyim, it seems ridiculous to say that what you exchange for them should have a biur. Why in the world could we say that the exchange is more chamur than the thing itself? That doesn't make any sense. However, we'll see that when it comes to the thing itself, everybody recognizes them, and therefore they're not going to come to use them before biur. In cases where there's a din of biur, and they're going to be careful where there's no biur, not to do business with them, not to be mafsid them. Masha Enkein, if the thing itself, we don't care about the biur, people will think that it's not from shviyas. And if it's not from shviyas, so then they will be noyed with it, bichlal, that it's okay. So they will do business with it. So how are you supposed to know if they're not makir it? So Because of that, Rabbi Meir says, you have to be more machmer on what you exchange for it than you would on the thing itself. Okay, fine. Now, we go on even to the next Mishnah, which is klipei rimon. So here we're talking about things that are not the actual fruit, but the klipa. So the klipa of the rimon, the nechala, the little flower that's on top of the rimon, the klipei agozim, which these are things that people don't eat, but they are used for dyeing. And galinim, how about if you've got the pits of perot? These things, yeshlam shvi'it, viladameyam shvi'it, why are pits considered to be, you have shvi'it? So, I mean, the fact that they can be burned, even though there's no din of kedusha shvi'is on wood, so if you have wood that can be burned, so why is that mutter without kedusha shvi'is? And pits have kedusha shvi'is? Because the chachomim were machmer, because since they were part of the peros originally, and the peros themselves are roi l'machalotam, so the kedusha shvi'is is chal on the whole thing. We weren't so machmer to say that they should have a beer. Fine. That's how some are masbir, others are masbir, that we're talking about things that are actually usable, and they're not all garinim. We're talking about the garinim of tamarim, and the garinim of zeitim, and garinim zeitim can be further processed to be crushed, and they will yield oil, and the tamarim are often given to animals to eat, but then it's not a general halacha. Okay, fine. So it would be true also in these cases that they would have beer according to that. Hatsaba, now suppose you have a guy that does work on dyeing material. So he can use all of this stuff to dye in his own home. He wants to make himself a nice pair of pants, fine. He's surveil atzmo. But the problem is, the way that we learn that, we're going to see in the Gemara, is from the pasuk that says, Vayita Shabbat haaretz lachem. What's lashon lachem? It could have said, Vayita Shabbat haaretz to lecha v'levehemtecha. Why does it say the lachem? The lachem tells me lechol tzorchechem. That means that things that are going to be used for your needs, such as coloring your badim, is also part of the Shvi'as Haaretz. So now, would that mean that if I am a dyer, I can use it? Yes, but the same way that you could use food. You can only use food for yourself. You can't go ahead and do business with food, right? Because that's v'lo l'schora, lo klav v'lo l'schora. So if you want to open up your dyeing business and allow other people to bring in their clothes to be dyed, that would be awesome. The lo yitzba b'sachar. So you cannot do it if you're going to be paid. Why? She'ein osim schora, but perot shvi'it. So making money of it, off of it, would actually be a violation, because after all, you're being over on the din of doing business. And the same thing is true. Now, this doesn't really have to do directly with shvi'is, but since it follows the same halacha, the lo b'bchorot, so there would be other things that are also, you can't do this to a b'chor either. We have, of course, we have b'chor b'amum, we have a b'chor that is a tam. So a b'chor we give to the kohen, no matter what. But if the b'chor is a tam, so then he has to be makriv it. If it's a bamum, then he's allowed to eat it, and so is anybody else. The kohen can invite anybody else to eat it too. Otherwise, as the nukachim kalim, you can only eat it in the Beis HaMikdash, and so on. Okay. So in all cases, what are you not allowed to do with the b'chor? Because even the b'chor bamum is also b'giza v'aveda. So it's coming to tell me that when it comes to a b'chor, you've got the same problem. We don't allow you to do business with b'chorot. That's not because it's la'ochla v'lo l'schora. It's a gezeirah d'rabbanan, because we're worried that if we allow you to do business with it, so then you may end up keeping whole herds of b'chorot and mate them and so on, and then somebody might be nikshal in using it for giza, for aveda, which is aser. So because of that, even though the achila is mutter, and to sell it to people for achila would be mutter in the correct way, we asered it. Furthermore, you're not allowed to do business with truma. Because again, since truma is mutter only l'kohanim, so we're afraid that you're going to do the same thing. People will come into your grocery store that has truma, and they'll though by true men eat it, even though they're not going. We don't allow you to do business either with nevelas, with treifas, mishkratzim, ramasim. So all of these things that are usher to eat, that are mi'ikarat in mi'iraisa usher to eat, those kind of things you're not allowed to do business with because those are things that are going to be sold for eating. Masha enkein, things like a horse, over there, it's used for work. So over there, there's no reason to say you can't sell a horse. Why should we think a guy's going to eat the horse? And, v'lo yeh lokeach yirakot sadeh u'mocher bashuk. Now, back to Shvi'as. You cannot go ahead and buy things, even yirakot sadeh, and do business with them, even though you have a right to harvest them for yourself, but you can't sell them in the marketplace because you're only allowed to take them for yourself. Okay? So what about if you collect? And b'no mocher, so avu loketu b'no mocher al yado. In the event that you're collecting and your son would be selling, nobody's going to think that you went there to collect specifically in order to sell. If you had extra and you sell it, it looks like you actually went out to take extra and sell it. And that would be an Isra Vasiya Schora. Fine. How about if Lamaisa you took and you had left over and you don't have a son to sell it? So Lokach La'atzmo, you've got to take a little bit out that you had left over. Then Mutar, if you were Motir, Mutar L'mochra. Because as long as what you took was reasonable, then it becomes Kedkodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'as, that's true, but you're not over on an Isser in actually selling it in the end. How about if you were Lokach L'Bechor L'Mishteh B'No L'Rega? So we have the same problem that we had in the case that, let's say, you bought a Bechor and you wanted to serve it. You were going to serve, we're talking about a Bechor Balmum, and you want to serve at a wedding, right? So now, before we were talking about you're not allowed to do business with Bechoros or any of these other things. So the same issue that we had with Shvi'as, what do you do with things that were left over and so on, we have also with the Bechoros. So let's say that you bought a Bechor and you were going to serve it, the Mishtevino, or the regular, you're going to serve it on Yontev. And now it turns out that you have more than you need. You had enough without the Bechor. You're also allowed to sell it. And, okay, you're not allowed, the truth is you're not allowed to make profit on it because that would be similar to doing business. People that are tzayadim in their business, so they're tzadei chaya ufot v'dagim, and they, we have the same problem with the nevelas and the treifas and the minim t'meim. So a guy sets a trap, he's expecting to catch a kosher bird, or he's expecting to catch a kosher fish, and in his trap, he ends up with non-kosher things. Either animals, bird, depending on what he was trapping. So if tzayadei chaya ufot v'dagim that accidentally nizdam lo haminei t'meim, then they are, again, since they didn't go out to get it, it's not considered to be doing business if you sell it. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, af mi shenitmana lo lefi darko. It doesn't mean only if you trap it. Suppose you're walking along the road and you get this tremendous opportunity to take this boar. So it's not only the tzayad, you would be allowed, if you have a great deal, somebody is selling you a pig, you'd be allowed to buy it and to sell it. All that we answered is to actually set up a business. You don't set up a business selling non-kosher things. If somebody sells you a pig and you got this great deal, and now you want to put it up for the natives to eat, and you know you're going to sell it for a great profit, that's mizdanut. You're allowed to do that. Whereas the Chachamim say, no. The only time we were matir it is when it was your profession to trap and it was an accident, but not that you go out to buy. So the Chachamim are asrim, even though that's not what you normally do, because we were matir, as we're going to see in our Gemara later, we were matir for tzayadim, because these tzayadim, the only reason we were matir, according to our Gemara, is because of the fact that the government, it's like the people of the Misim over here in Eretz Yisrael. We don't care how much business you did. We care how much business we think you should have done. So the government in those days did the same thing. They said, you're a trapper? Okay, that means that you trapped, all right, probably 10 boars, you know, so on and so forth. They're going to charge you taxes anyway. So because they're going to tell you what you did, It's like the four taxi drivers. We'll tell you how much you travel. Okay. So the same thing is true over here. We're going to tell you how much meat you were able to sell. So the chachomim, because of that, we're matir for them, because how else are they going to survive? But we're not going to be matir selling treifa things because you get a good deal out of it. Because that's our gemara. We'll see. That's because of the misim, particularly. Okay. All right. The truth is that we paskin that you cannot be mechavim. Some taina that if you're a trapper, according to Yerushalmi, you can even be mechavim. But we paskin you can't be mechavim, the type of trap that would trap something that would actually be treif, milechatchila. Okay, so we've got basically the first four mishnayos or more here. And the mishnayos, it's split depending on your particular, at least into four different mishnayos. And we're a little bit late, but I think it's good just to start, because you just take a second to go through the opening gemara about where do we know, bichlal, that there's a din that you're supposed to have kedusha shviyas on sabaim. So that was our question. Sabaim, when it comes for an oda, these are things that you use for, I mean, it could be literally for even for your skin, but certainly for your badim. Is there a din of kedusha shviyas that you're not allowed to waste them and so on? You're not allowed to do business with them. How do we know? It's different result over here. So the Gro puts in the word not mahu, but rather minai. How do we know that there's kedusha shviyas? We learn it out from this pasuk, Nashmina minhada. It says that the aretz will be for you, Shabbat aretz will be for you, lachem, for you. What does that mean? For you. For you means kosher tzorech lachem. Anything that is considered to be a normal thing that humans need is included in the lachem. So if needs that are the standard needs for an adam are included, kosher tzorech lachem. But Tani Allah, the Brisa says, what does that mean? Needs. Afila, shtia, sicha, tzviya, but not a malugma. A malugma is not lachem as a whole. They're not for everybody. A malugma is like making, medicine that you're going to put on a wound. That's for people who are sick. But normally, people would not be eating such a thing. Or you can't use it to make an alintin. Those alintin were those power drinks. Like boost in the morning. Because not everybody drinks alintin. Only special people drink alintin. That's only latapilin. Those are people who need, that extra, the tapilin is interesting because this comes from the word tapfel. And the way that it's understood in the Gemara is that it, by some anyway, that, it means they have problem in drinking water, tasting food. So they need a little bit of flavor. But the pashtus of the alintin is that it's for people who take a shower or a bath in the morning. They need to recover, from the hot water. So they go ahead and they drink boost. Okay, so those things are not allowed. You're not allowed to use your parashvias for that because it's not in common. By the way, this is a big machlokas in the Bavli, which the Gemara over here seems to completely ignore. And that is, what are the definitions of the things that are included in the lachem? The Yerushalmi only, and that's here, talks about whether it's standard. Is it used by everybody, or is it only used under certain circumstances? But Lamaisa and the Bavli, we have the whole big sugya about the things where the usage of it and the consumption of it, the hanof from it and the actual consumption of it, whether they're boin ka'achas or not. That's like a major yisod throughout the Bavli. For some reason, the Yerushalmi doesn't even talk about that. So, I don't know, maybe it's a machlokas. We'll see as we go along whether any of the Rishonim maybe bring that in as well.